We've been following the decennial census throughout the decade, and this is some reports that we've issued on how things worked, what didn't work, in anticipation of the release of the apportionment numbers next week.
And I have a friend who worked at the Commerce Department, which is the census is part of the Commerce Department, and he always jokes that in order to make any changes in the census, you have about 2.5 weeks every 10 years to do that. Because if you start making recommendations now, they say, oh, it's way too early to start thinking about that. And then if you start too late, they say, oh, if we make any changes, you'll throw off the entire count. So how do you deal with, it is a very difficult challenge to do this.
Well, that's correct, because, Congress has oversight of the census, and 2020 is obviously a long way off.
Yeah.
However, the things that need to be done in order to make improvements need to start right now.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why. One of the things that we're advocating is continued active congressional oversight throughout the decade.
And let me read a couple of these data points, because it's easy to forget what an enormous project this is. Response rate 63%. That was right about it at expectation. Total applicants for census jobs 104% of its staffing goal. That's pretty good. $1.59 billion on the operation, about $660 million, 29% less than it was originally estimated. A lot of those numbers say, hey, this worked out actually better than they thought.
Operationally, the data collection phase was generally successful. The Census Bureau basically pulled it off consistent with its operational plans. As you said, they hit the mail response rate that they had anticipated. They saved some money. Field operations were completed on or ahead of schedule. And those achievements are noteworthy given the complexity of counting 130 million housing units.
Yeah,
but at the same time, there were some things that did not go as well and need to be looked at next time. For example, even though nationally the Census Bureau achieved the response rate that it wanted, 48 states out of 50 states, the response rates actually went down since the 2000 census. In some cases it was a small percentage, other cases it was larger. But that's just an example of.
And so what do you attribute that to?
Well, society is just getting more complex, and that's one of the reasons
I believe you win the Understatement of the Day Award.
Pardon?
You win the Understatement of the Day Award.
Well, that's true, but, with each decade, and, that's one of the factors that's behind that $13 billion cost. It's not that the Census Bureau is getting any less competent in what it does. It's just that more people are living in gated communities. Migrant farm worker population, more non-English speakers, for the most recent census, because of economic conditions. Many people were on the move, people were doubling up, living in motels and converted attics. So the Census Bureau has to commit more resources just to find these folks. And to give you an example, in 1970, the Census Bureau spent $16 to count each housing unit, and in 2010, the Census Bureau spent almost $100 to count each housing unit, and that's in 2010 dollars, more than a 500% increase. And that's just a reflection of our changing demographics.
So is there a more effective way of going about doing this?
Well, for one thing, the Census Bureau needs to examine some of the lessons learned from its existing operations. What worked, what didn't work. What was the return on investment of various operations? For example, the Census Bureau has a number of redundant operations. Well, which ones of those are needed? Which ones of those can the Census Bureau do without? But I think the most important takeaway in looking back over the 2010 census is that the current approach to enumerating the population is no longer capable of securing a cost-effective headcount. And the Census Bureau needs to rethink the entire methodology of counting the population. And so that means looking at things like having different response options. For example, instead of just simply mailing back a questionnaire, maybe an internet response option is a possibility, using administrative records such as driver's licenses to supplement the count, possibly targeting census operations to particular hard-to-count communities, And so those are all things that the Census Bureau can look at going forward.
I'm glad you brought up the nasty internet word, because I know this was a big issue a couple years ago where Senator Coburn was really pressing the census to add some internet option this year, and they said we can't do it this year. Was it your you've dealt with census on this report because they actually file something. Is it your sense that in 2020 there will be some kind of internet ability here?
Or something else, whatever replaces the internet. But yeah,
Goodness, we're already talking about replacing the internet. Oof.
Exactly. You know, the Bureau had thought about an internet response option for 2000. It had a very limited response option via the internet in 2000. They thought about it for 2010 and then abandoned the idea. But it's another method of getting people to respond in a way that people are more accustomed to responding, particularly younger people.
And their concern primarily was that if any of the data got out, it would undermine the whole trust of the census and really actually hinder their ability to even get to 69% collection rates.
Well, exactly. The Census Bureau really goes out of its way to protect the confidentiality of the data. And so that was why introducing a response option at the very last minute was probably not a good idea. And that's something that, you know, needs to be done early in the decade, thought through, because in addition to the security of the data, having, you know, transmitting something over the internet, another issue the Census Bureau has to consider is keeping that data confidential, not just for the present time, but also for decades into the future.
Yeah.
And then also authentication is another issue, too. If you say that you're from 123 Main Street, how does the Census Bureau know that? You know, these are challenges, but they are certainly not insurmountable, and certainly you can file your taxes via the internet, and that information is at least as sensitive as census data.
I know we've talked about a couple of your recommendations. One, Congress needs to continue some level of oversight. Talk about some of your other recommendations.
We also are looking at the management and culture of the Census Bureau, making sure that the Census Bureau has the internal capacity to take a complete and accurate census. By that I mean their human capital function, their acquisition function. The Census Bureau can
They did a fairly good job on that, getting 104% of the people that they were looking for, it's an enormous hiring process.
Well, that's correct, but what we're talking about here is more their career people. Do they have the right people with the right skills in the right place at the right time? A very large percentage of the Census Bureau will be eligible for retirement. Some of them already are. Just in general, there's a lot of turnover that takes place right after the census, as you might well imagine. And so
people are exhausted.
it's a lot of work. And so, you know, the Census Bureau needs to focus, for example, on succession planning, making sure that there's not a brain drain, because it takes a lot of experience to run this complex machine known as the decennial census.
Yeah.
But at the same time, making sure that the Bureau has the new skills that are needed to carry it into the future. The Census Bureau shouldn't just be backfilling vacancies, because that will only replicate the agency that they are now. They need to think ahead to what are the skills and what type of organization they need to be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road, and start recruiting for those competencies right now.
And it seems like one of the real challenges is, you're talking about 10 years. It's hard for many of us to look at 6 or 9 months out. They're talking about doing this 10 years from now, and who knows, will iPads still be around or whatever? That can be very difficult.
Well, it is. And this is another inherent challenge, is that what's the tipping point between when you need to lock down the design and the technology of the census, knowing that you need so many, you know, computers and other devices that are needed to take the census. But at the same time, you have to go up to the very last minute to take advantage of the latest technology.
Yeah.
And so what's that tipping point? And it requires an element of strategic planning and risk management that the Census Bureau will need to have in the years ahead.